wetu, so wetu, so wetu, man, si muenja, so wetu, amanko, si muenja, muenja po, halo, direct, so wetu, muenja, amanko, suku.
0530.
Parafini, makota pela, makota pela, ya unga, unga, la gastoma, zipia.
Tica, usa vender era quare, era quare, era quare, era quare, era quare,
some days test your limits. The sweat, the push, it all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
The news on Ombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Combos with Ruben Radio News. Combos at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 8:50. Combos Radio 94.9. It's Combos. Hakuna kulala.
The headlines on Combos Radio.
Sporadic diesel shortage worries the Lusaka drivers. Civic leader says that Felelimu ground gate not restricted movement of people in Ngombe. In African news, a three killed as unfinished a building collapses on church service in Ghana. To present the news, my name is Blessed Chua. Some drivers in Lusaka have raised concern over the continued shortage of diesel, saying the situation is negatively affecting their businesses. Speaking on behalf of the drivers, Stephen Chivesa says the shortage is also disrupting cash flow for many in the transport sector. Mr. Chivesa told Combon Radio News that the government needs to address the issue with the urgency it deserves. He has emphasized that fuel is a critical commodity that should always be readily available given its impact on the economy and daily activities. Roma Ward 20 councillor in Mandevu constituency Luca Piri says the installation of a gate at Felelimu ground in Ngombe compound has not restricted people's movements. Mr. Piri explained that the purpose of installing the gate is to ensure the ground is properly enclosed and not to block access. He notes that residents are still able to pass through the ground using the same gate, adding that a movement has continued as usual. Mr. Piri further states that efforts are underway to upgrade the facility. He says that planned developments include the construction of an ablution block, establishment of terraces, and full fencing of the ground, among other improvements.
Some of you may not be aware that we've actually put a gate at Felelimu ground just to ensure that the area is enclosed. But as you can see, there are people passing. We haven't stopped the movement of people. We're just having a meeting on how we are going to enhance works here. You may need to understand that the nature of this project is that it has phase one and phase two. So we applied for phase one. This is the work, these are the works that we are doing. Phase two includes putting an ablution block there.
Construction of a modern maternity annex in Mpima Dairy Health Center in Kawe Central Constituency is nearing a completion, bringing hope for improved maternal health care services in the area. The project, funded under the 2025 Constituency Development Fund, CDF, at a total cost of 2.6 million kwacha, is currently at 85% completion. Once finished, the facility is expected to serve a population of over 3,600 people, including nearly 1,000 women in childbearing age. Kawe Municipal Council Public Relations Officer Peter Sukwa says a significant progress has been made on the structure. Mr. Sukwa has told Kombon Radio News in a statement that the building structure roofing, electrical wiring and installation of door and window frames have all been completed. He says the remaining works include the installation of PVC ceiling boards, polishing of terrazzo flooring and fitting of doors and window panes. The project is being undertaken by Kalikonga Enterprise Limited, which commenced the construction on September 29th, 2025. Mr. Sukwa notes that the lack of a maternity annex at Mpima Dairy Health Center has forced expectant mothers to travel long distances to access essential services. Renowned lawyer Dickson Jere has urged Zambians to familiarize themselves with the fencing act to avoid disputes with neighbors. He has advised that the law provides guidance on how wall fences should be constructed when they are on shared boundaries. Mr. Jere, who is also a former special assistant to 4th Republican President Rupia Banda, has emphasized that the recent case of Davis Zulu versus Winston Piri illustrates the importance of following the law. He explains that the High Court ruled it was unlawful for a neighbor to demolish a boundary wall without consultation, awarding a nominal damage of 900 kwacha.
The case emanates from Kapiwe, where two neighbors dragged each other to court after one woke up one day and found the shared wall fence was demolished. The judge established that even the initial wall fence that was demolished was actually built without the consent of the other. And so both sides were found liable for having done the wall fences or fences without consulting each other. What we pick from this case is that, one, the Fencing Act provides that where you share a boundary, in order to build a fence or a wall fence, you need to obtain consent from your neighbor. Two, once the consent has been obtained, what needs to be done is that the cost of that particular fence or offense must be shared equally.
We break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rate.
Current business rates on Company Radio.
My business rate, mitengo, zama order, zama ne charandira, ife, pa Company Radio, nizi.
50 kg delele, 150. 50 kg impua, 200. 50 kg lumanda, 180. 50 kg chihuahua, 100 kwacha. 50 kg kalembula, 150. 50 kg repu, 300. 50 kg Chinese, 70 kwacha. 50 kg ondwe, 120. 50 kg mupilu, 130. 50 kg mundambi, 70 kwacha. 50 kg dindingoma, 150. 50 kg nshava, za freshi chalimbana, 450. Kadononga, 350. 50 kg kandolo, 150. Bokosi ya tomato, 200. Onyoni ya white ponchu, 250. Onyoni yare di ponchu ili bemutu 250.